about the wrecking machine. Change up the dial on the jukebox.
Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, I've got mono. No, not the kissing disease. I've got mono records for an hour, played with the kind of equipment that can handle it. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. Try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Felt so good. Went on
I'm boogieing just the same. Ho, ho.
Mellencamp took his pursuit of the vintage sound to the place where some of the seminal rock and roll sounds were created, the original Sun Studio. And with one single microphone hanging in the middle of it all, he laid down a record called No Better Than This a few years ago, recorded the old-fashioned way, a tribute to the music that inspired him. John Lee Hooker recorded exactly that way in 1952 for Walkin' the Boogie, Buddy Holly and Not Fade Away. These uncomplicated recordings ignited the generation of rockers that would follow. And here's a terrific example as we go deep into the Marquee Club in London, 1964. The Yardbirds and their own kind of scratchy blues, recorded with just a microphone, one channel, on a tape recorder, and ultimately cut to a mono vinyl record.
Man, I'm out of here. my Texas to Florida, to my funky business, to my funky business, to my funky business. I mean to pay a mortgage. What? Telling me in jail, I too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business. For me to be involved in it. I've been in Oklahoma, been fine in the war. I'm a black, I'm a crew, I'm a fool, I'm a pro. Whoa! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business. For me to be involved in it. Working in the filling station, too many tires, one of the tires, the tires, check the dollar gas now. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I'm gonna be involved in what?
Vinyl Experience is in glorious mono today, and there's the love affair between a couple of British bands and American R&B, the Rolling Stones doing Otis Redding's That's How Strong My Love Is, the Yardbirds doing Chuck Berry's Too Much Monkey Business, both original mono LP releases, the Stones record Out of Our Heads, recorded at two great American studios, Chess in Chicago and RCA in Hollywood. The Yardbirds before that recorded live at London's Marquee Club. We're going to pick up the musical story by going back exactly 50 years to a recording session in Nashville, Tennessee that produced the greatest ever Bob Dylan album. But first, a brief word on the equipment that's being used to decode these original mono recordings. I'm lucky enough to have in my collection of hi-fi artifacts an original London Decca phono cartridge that was reconfigured for true mono by its creator, John Wright of the UK. I have a beautiful Danish Moorish UP4 unipivot tone arm that is carrying that rare creature on its journey through the grooves. It's spinning on my Simon York turntable and going through some fancy tube electronics that reproduce the sound as close as I can manage to the way it was recorded. The same great care was taken by Columbia Records when they reissued the original mono Bob Dylan albums as a box set a couple of years back, and here's that Blonde on Blonde.
Say you love me and you're thinking of me, but you know you could be wrong. You say you told me that you wanna hold me, but you know you're not that strong. I just can't do what I've done before. I just can't beg you. Deserve me, but you know sometimes you lie. You say you're shaking and you're always aching, but you know how hard you try. Sometimes it gets so hard to care. It can't be this way everywhere. Some other kind of lover, and yes, I believe you do. You say my kisses are not like his, but this time I'm not gonna tell you why that is. I'm just gonna let you pass.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
A surprise. I know what you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and tower in the Taj Mahal, man, to see our clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles.
Mono Records from 1966, 67, and 68, wrapping up with the mono edition of the Beatles' White Album. From the box that everybody wants, is it worth it? You heard it for yourself. That punchy mix of Birthday is one of the unique alternate tracks. The Who in the original single version of I Can See for Miles with that bass guitar turned all the way up. Way to go, Ox. The Supremes and the hard mono mix of You Keep Me Hanging On with Diana Ross's vocal much punchier and the percussion rock solid. Same for The Doors from Rhino's first ever reissue of the original Electra Mono album from 1967. And Bob Dylan from Columbia's reissue of the mono Blonde on Blonde, and most likely you'll go your way and I'll go mine. Let's go all the way back to the very start of rock and roll, 1947. Wild Bill Moore, originally from a 78 record, we're going to rock, We're going to roll, we're going to play it out of one speaker and crank it loud. It's Mono Mania on the Vinyl Experience.
We're gonna rock. he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby, yes, baby, woo, baby, having me some fun tonight. Yeah, well, long tall Sally, she Bibble speech, she got everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley. Oh, baby, yes, baby, woo, baby, having me some fun tonight. Yeah, ah! And he ducked back in the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah, we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Ooh, have some fun tonight. Everything's alright. Have some fun. Have me some fun tonight.
The roots of rock from the original Mono recordings, Little Richard, Elvis Presley, Wild Bill Moore, Shirley and Lee, and the Good Times Roll in Mono on the Vinyl Experience.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Roll all night long. Come on, baby, yes, this is it. This is something I just can't miss. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Roll all night long.
Come on, baby, while the thrill is on. Come on, baby, let's have some fun. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Roll all night long. Come on, baby, just close the door. Come on, baby, let's rock some.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
We'll be right back.
Glenn Miller Orchestra and one of the 20th century's greatest and most instantly recognizable records. Of course, it's in mono. It was recorded in the 1940s, but a few Glenn Miller tracks that were cut for the movies were preserved in a multi-track form that enabled an enterprising soul to remix them for a kind of stereo debut many years later. Let's slide into a little bit of jazz and great mono recordings that almost sound like they could be in stereo because they're so dimensional. Here's one by the Modern Jazz Quartet. It's a great song that Frank Sinatra also sang, and it gives me a chance to put those world-class artists back-to-back in their original mono recordings.
The drink and the laughs on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining any ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun. Happy people, the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I
disappear. Warmer than a summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Oh, was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me. Oh, was that a night? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there ever such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still the stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun.
That's The Vinyl Experience. A Chuck Berry B-side rounds out this exploration of great mono records, Deep Feeling. June Christie from about the same time and a very different genre of music, Midnight Sun from her classic album Something Cool, Frank Sinatra from Sings for Only the Lonely, and Angel Eyes, and the same song in the hands of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Discover past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please visit the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page to see some photographs of equipment used in the creation of today's program. I'm Paul Cavalcante.